we know what that means. The Steven Spielberg blockbuster Jaws had its premiere on June 20th, 1975, and the epicenter of 50th anniversary celebrations is, as we would expect, Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, where the movie was filmed. The Martha's Vineyard Museum presented a summer-long exhibition titled Jaws at 50, A Deeper Dive, that drew record-breaking attendance, 20,000 visitors from all over the world. The museum actually commissioned a replica of Bruce, the original mechanical shark from the movie. That was Steven Spielberg's name for the big bad scare producer. Anna Barber, the co-curator of the exhibit, told the Vineyard Gazette that Bruce has probably been in around 10,000 photos this summer, and I've seen a lot of babies in his mouth. That from Gwyn Skiles in the Vineyard Gazette from September 5th. Such is the staying power of movies like Jaws. How such films capture the public imagination is demonstrated by that one example alone. And also a good deal of humor, of course, even black humor, perhaps, as families pose with their children inside the wide red mouth ringed by rows of menacing jagged teeth for selfies for posterity. And Seth Rudetsky and his partner got it, as they say. They recognize the power of movies like Jaws and their draw, and also the potential for parody in the classic films from the 70s and the Broadway musical Disaster Was Born. The Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre will present Disaster from September 12th through the 21st. It's a zany jukebox musical, and we had a visit from actors Joe Hudak and Lauren Hudak, father and daughter. They are in the cast, and they wanted to fill us in.
Disaster is basically a parody of 1970s disaster movies. It also includes the dress styles from the 70s, a lot of the other cultural matters of the 70s, the music. But the basic premise is a gentleman named Tony opens a riverboat casino in New York City. And he has a whole variety of different types of characters coming on board. There's a married couple. There's a performing mother with her twin son and daughter. There's a washed-up disco star. There's the whole lot of different people.
And you are what? You have two.
I do. I am the twins. I play Ben and Lisa. Yes, I have to change back and forth the hats. Yeah, back and forth, different voices.
What's your background in theater? Have you been doing it for a long time?
I've been doing it since I was 5 years old. I've done more than 40 shows.
How about singing?
Yes, I take voice. I do drama, too, at school.
And you told us who you are.
I play Maury Summers, one member of the couple of Maury and Shirley Summers, who have been married for 35 years. And the day they step onto the Barracuda Casino Riverboat is the first day of their retirement.
Do the musical pieces that we might know, right, real music from the 70s, do they help advance story, or do they help develop the characters, or are they there because they're from the 70s and we just want to hear them?
No, yeah, a lot of them make the story come together.
The musical numbers were chosen very carefully. It's apparent. They do advance the plot, and they also tell a little bit about the individual characters' backstories, so we get a good idea of who they are, where they came from, what they're looking for.
Do you?
And it's all songs that those of us who are over 40 absolutely know. And many of the younger cast members and younger audience members will know some of them too. But It's a lot of fun. It's high energy, very high energy. And yeah, the music is great. It's not just gratuitous. It's there for a purpose. It advances the plot and storyline.
What about the set? Because if you're going to do a disaster-based play or musical, and there may be some rumbling, the set has to be distinctive if you're on a riverboat.
The set is very distinctive. A lot of the moving pieces of it are very intricate. Much of it is on the permanent set piece. There's not a whole lot of set pieces coming on and off. There's a lot of different things that happen with what is actually up on the stage. So the tech for this show was very technical, not to be redundant. And it was painstakingly done to have some manner of authenticity, as much as there can be for such a zany romp as Disaster is, but it flows naturally and it looks really, really cool.
What about the lighting? Part of it?
The lighting is definitely part of it. There's only so much you could do on the stage with the space that's available. A lot of it is done through lighting. A lot of it is done through sound effects, which is very strange for a musical. Usually with a musical, the music is the sound effect. But in this show, there are multiple sound effects that help us along with, what the tech is doing.
Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre is known for excelling at musical productions and always, if possible, live musicians. Is that the case here?
Yes, it is. We have a live orchestra. How many people?
I believe 8.
Your music director is?
Paulina Poloshenko. She's done quite a few of our musicals. She did Secret Garden. She did Oliver, our last musical that we did. She's very talented, and it sounds great.
Is there actual dancing, or is the choreography where you're moving from one part of the barge to another?
Now, there's a ton of dancing. It is a very dance-heavy show. Very.
Yeah, there's party scenes. Whenever there's a party, there's going to be dancing. And some of the music, some of it obviously is just going to be moving across the stage, more of a blocking kind of dancing than actual dancing. But yeah, there's quite a bit. And Brooke Tulua is our choreographer. She did a fantastic job, as she always does. She did Oliver as well. And our summer show.
And the idea that it's in the 70s then would mean that you would be dressed in 70s garb.
Oh, yeah. I have overalls and a bright rainbow shirt.
And some of the characters are in kind of disco attire. The waitstaff is all dressed the same in very glittery, flashy costumes. Myself and Laurie Healy, who plays my wife on the show, we're a little bit more conservative. I'm wearing a white linen suit with a relatively flashy shirt. And then, of course, Lavora Verona, who is our washed-up disco diva, she's in a disco outfit. So the costumes are great. Frank Carey was our costumer, and he did a fantastic job.
What about the gambling aspect? Do you have gambling apparatus on board? Is there apparatus, gambling apparatus?
Uh-huh. One of the characters had a gambling addiction and is trying to get over it.
We have a functioning slot machine.
Yes,
we
do.
Now you just push the button.
No, it's gone.
This is a one-armed bandit.
All right, I won't ask whether anybody hits the jackpot, but possible?
It's possible. Yes. Much as you can hit a jackpot when there's an earthquake and tidal waves.
Yes.
So.
Are there really barracudas?
Not barracudas, but there are other man-eating fish.
Do you stay hooked to the pier, or would you rather let us find out for ourselves whether you go out into the Hudson River?
The reason that the casino is able to be docked in Manhattan is because it's on the Hudson River. It may or may not come loose and float down the river and be struck by several other disasters.
Okay, now what's the name of this?
Disaster, yes.
Okay, we get it. I think that's a clue, right?
Yeah.
Who had this zany idea?
This show is written by Seth Rudetsky, who has a very long and distinguished career on and off Broadway. Very talented. Mm-hmm. He was actually in Disaster, in the original Broadway production of Disaster. He played Ted, the scientist disaster expert. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Ted comes on to the scene and wants to make sure that everything's safe and sound.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are the twins up to? Mischief or
both characters do get lost. I don't want to spoil anything.
The twins' mother, Jackie, is played by Morgan Gaten, and she's fantastic too, but she spends much of the time during the show searching for one or both of her children.
Tell me about one of the songs you sing.
Well, I sang a song called Ben, originally by Michael Jackson. Shouldn't get into detail because it will spoil a lot.
And Maury?
I sing Still the One by Orleans. My wife, who plays my wife, Lori Healy plays my wife, and we sing Still the One.
Name some more of the songs that people say, oh, I know that one.
Hot Stuff, I Will Survive.
Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Mockingbird, Knock on Wood.
I Am Woman is another one.
So it sounds like you're having fun in addition to being worked to death.
Oh, yeah.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of work. Tech Week has been intense and exhausting, but we all love it. So that's why we keep coming back to do it.
Now, what about this laughter factor? When we read about it online and read the reviews and everything, they always mention the uproar in the audience with the laughter. What do you think?
It is one of the most funny shows I have ever been in.
I would have to agree. It's sometimes a little over the top, but it gets the laughs. You know, like I said, it's a parody of 70s disaster movies and 70s music and 70s dance. So the 70s was at times a little over the top, so this can be a little over the top too. Mm-hmm. The characters are fantastic. They're funny. And Carla Salzman, who's our director, made sure that everyone was fully involved with their character. She, as she did for Oliver as well, has each cast member write a character biography.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps a lot to be able to follow what you think the character should do, how you think the character should act. So a lot of character development and the humor just flows from there.
We always ask when people are in comedies about the idea that you have to wait until the laughter peaks. How about Carla, the director, talking to you about how you handle that and if you're tempted to hee hee?
There's always that temptation, but I like to think we're rather professional about it and
yes.
We won't break, but as far as the laughter goes, it works the same as the applause. You look at it as a wave. When you reach the peak and it starts to come down is when you could start into your next line.
The cast is then large.
The cast is 27 actors on stage plus the 8 musicians who are actually the musicians are part of the show too because
yes, they
would be the band on the casino Riverboat mm-hmm. Casino.
We're talking about disaster. Are there panic moments?
Yes, there are. There are a lot.
There's the earthquake at the end of Act 1.
The tidal wave.
There's lots of screaming
yes,
and yelling and hollering.
Yes, there are a lot of rats.
Do either of you have a sense, did you coming into this deciding to audition, had you seen any of these 70s disaster movies?
I had seen many of them.
Yeah.
The Earthquake, The Poseidon Adventure, and Jaws.
Yes, Jaws.
The movie Piranha, if you remember that from way back.
The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap is one.
Yes.
But it's not a disaster movie, but it is apropos to the show.
How about you, Lauren? Did you have any familiarity with any of these, even on DVD or streaming?
Yes, I do. I do watch a lot of 70s movies, but I had absolutely no clue what disaster was when I came into it. But then I read the script and I immediately loved it.
Tell us about the run and where we can find you and all of that.
Well, we open September 12th, runs through this weekend and also next weekend, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Our Friday and Saturday shows are at 8 o'clock, and our Sunday shows are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Six chances to come out and see us.
Yes, you do.
And I think we all need some good laughter, cathartic laughter, actually, don't you think?
We certainly do. It'll be a little comic relief from reality right now.
This is one of the shows that you do not want to miss. Yes?
This is a Northeastern Pennsylvania premiere of disaster.
Yes.
Actors Joe Hudak and Lauren Hudak, father and daughter, speaking with us about the musical Disaster. This Chicago hit is one of the featured tunes in this zany jukebox musical. And you'll have a chance to see the performances on offer, opening tonight at 8 and running through the 21st of September at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. Shows at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and there are two Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. For more information on the web, ltwb.org. The Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre presenting the musical Disaster, a zany jukebox musical, and that will open tonight at 8 and run through the 21st at the theater at 537 North Main Street. There are Friday and Saturday shows at 8 and Sunday matinees at 3. For more information on the web, ltwb.org.